The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I was acting cool, cuz. Hey. Nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? Hey. I don't fuck with you, cuz. You disrespecting me. Hey. I don't fuck with you, cuz. You disrespecting me.
Woo.
I
go hard, cuz. Hey, you guys. Hope you guys can hear me. Hope y'all are doing good. Let me make sure all my screens are up. Okay. All right. I'm not going to be on here too long. I just been busy today. Literally, like, cutting up wigs, washing wigs, slaying wigs, dyeing wigs. So I did some purple and pink. Thank you, guys. I'm glad y'all like it. You know. Anyways, I just came out here because a lot of people were asking what happened last night. Because when I sent out the invite yesterday about the whole Ukraine thing, the whole Ukraine chat that we did yesterday, it was a public chat. It wasn't just for Discord. But the people on the YT membership were wondering, and people on Patreon were hitting me up like, what happened last night? That was a mess. I don't know. All I know is that the female caller that was on, Amy, she got to talking about the KBG and all this stuff. And then after she got done talking, I literally went to click on the next person and put them up on stage and call their name, and the whole thing just disappeared. So I wanted to kind of just explain that as to like what happened. And so I was recording video because at that point I'm like, let me record this for Spotify so I can let them know that this is some BS, that I'm booted out of my own chat room. Hold on, I'm going to share my screen. This was like crazy last night. I was like so upset. And so let me show y'all what I was seeing on my end last night, because I know a lot of people are like really, really confused about what happened. So give me just a second here. Let me pull this up. Some bullshit. Okay. So this was my phone, because I literally had like two phones plus my iPad. So I started recording.
I'm recording this. I have been kicked off the green room. My co-host is kicked off. Somebody's hosting our room. We don't know who this is. It will not let me join my room. My phone is blowing up. There's like 1,800 people in here, and I cannot get back in this room at all. I've shut this down, rebooted, and there's somebody taking over my room now. This is crazy. Even my co-host got kicked out. What is going on, Green Room app?
All right. So y'all just saw that video. That's literally what happened. I could not get back in there. And so Marnell started calling me all the way from Canada, and she's like, what is going on? I was like, I cannot get back in. And then she's like, there's a guy, he just helped himself, muted his microphone, and kind of took over. And child, I went back and I listened to the call. And while he was kind of making some points at first, y'all were lighting him up in the comment section. That's what people got to realize. My T-Sippers are low-key, they're low-key crazy. My fans go hard for me. Okay, they didn't come on the Green Room app for you to take over, sir. That's why they were throwing tomatoes. Y'all were being extra, though. Y'all were going wild. People were sending me screenshots last night. Y'all were going crazy with the gifts. Y'all was throwing tomatoes at that man. And then he came back and blew a Meg Thee Stallion kiss to his haters. I've never seen nothing like this. Like, last night was epic, okay? We got a lot of information. I think I dropped a lot of knowledge. James definitely dropped a lot of knowledge. We had a lot of good calls. Rejoice came through with all the IT talk, which I loved. You know what I'm saying? Because like I've been telling y'all, this is going to be a digital slash cyber war when it all comes down to it. So it was like just so much knowledge being spit. And I just, it bothers me because it seems like anytime you talk about real stuff, all of a sudden you're silent, your shit shuts down. And what was so crazy, when I went to the Discord this morning, somebody was posting a video and they were saying the same thing that happened to Cardi. Because I guess she was on her live stream talking about Russia and all of a sudden she got muted. So I don't know, child. Let me go ahead and show y'all this video. They have posted this morning. Oh, and before that, what I was trying to do, I was trying to end the Green Room show, right? Let me show y'all this before I show y'all the other video. So what I thought, okay, I said, okay, well, let me go ahead and end the Green Room and create another show. And then maybe we'll stop that show. Because at that point, I had no control. I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't go up in there. It was like thousands of people in there. And I'm just on the outside like, hey, can I get back in? So this is what I had did. I had tried to shut down the show by creating another one. They sent me this error message. User already has a room. So they wouldn't even let me create another show to shut that room down. Yesterday was crazy. So let me show the video that's going around TikTok of Cardi B. So I don't think they want a lot of people waking folks up about this situation, child. Let me show y'all this.
Yo, have y'all heard about what Cardi B been talking about lately? I know it sounds crazy, but I think she waking up type shit. She started to talk about a lot of stuff about the government and stuff on her live. Watch this video.
There has been so much bullshit going on all over the world. Every single day is some bullshit. I mean, I just feel like people are just robots nowadays. People are just not humans anymore.
I heard that. She just said it's like people are not humans no more. She said everybody like robots, and that's exactly how it is. Y'all, it gets worse than that. She was talking about America and Russia on her live, and her live randomly got muted. Check this video out.
People talking about like, oh, she don't know what she's talking about. This shit is very simple to understand. It's countries that have formed an alliance after World War II, including motherfucking America. That's why America said that they was the first one to go to the moon. All of this bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Russia don't like that. Why Russia don't like that?
After that live on the same day, she made a video saying that she got to be careful about what she's talking about because she's in fear of her life. When y'all watch this next clip, pay attention to her face, bro. You can literally see.
All right. So y'all just watched that clip. So I don't know, man. It's a lot of stuff going on. That's why, honestly, I don't talk about stuff like on big platforms, like even YouTube publicly. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like they don't want you to talk about certain things. And I'm not going to keep putting my platform in jeopardy. I'm already shadow banned. They keep unsubscribing people. So everybody who wants me to do a deep dive on Ukraine on YouTube, it's not coming. Y'all better go ask these other YouTubers who are in good standings to do a deep dive because I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a mess, but I want to explain to the people who just did not understand. People was emailing me this morning like, who was that man that took over? What happened? It was a mess yesterday, but that is what happened. I couldn't control it. I just got kicked off. It's like it booted me off. I emailed everything to Spotify like, yo, that was messed up what happened to me yesterday and my co-host. And that's one thing. If I got kicked off, okay, but then they kicked James off. So James couldn't come back there and say anything. So me and him are in the Telegraph like, can you hear? Can you see anything? He's like, no, they kicked me off too. How are they going to kick us both off? He didn't even have any type of like power. Even if he was left on there, he couldn't do anything. So I don't understand how he got kicked out. So I felt like, yo, we was hat yesterday, honey. I feel like Putin's goons. They hacked our green room conversation because it was like the convo was going so good. It was like people was dropping so much knowledge in the chat. We was having good conversations. We took it back to the KBG. We took it back to, you know what I'm saying, the czars and everything. And then they came in like, nah, y'all doing too much. Shut this shit down. Yesterday was wild. And then, like I said, y'all went in on that man so hard. Y'all are a mess. Y'all was not here for him. You know, it is what it is. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats real quick. Let's see here. B-Roll says, hey, T, you look gorgeous. Thank you for everything you do. I absolutely love you. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for the super chat. Keisha Says, hey, T, you're looking amazing as usual. Keep up the outstanding job. Thank you, sis. Scorpio Vibes sent 1999. She says, beautiful. I love the pink. Thank you so much. I want to do something different. Two-tone with a strip of pink. Thank you. Let's see here. Queen B says, you look beautiful. We appreciate all the content, especially after your surgery. The Yay video was extremely insightful. Thank you, T. You're so welcome. And I can't wait until that third documentary comes out, because we'll do a green room, hopefully, on that. I figure it made sense to just wait till we've watched all three. And we've watched two of them on Discord so far. So there's one more chapter. And then after that, we can have a whole conversation about it. But I really love chapter two. I thought chapter two, it was dope. It took you like back in time, you know, to just see this whole process come together. So I'm really interested to see what Cootie comes up with in chapter three. So I'm happy about that. Let's see. Ferren Williams says, thank God you went live, T. Sending love from NOLA, sitting in this Mardi Gras traffic. Thank you. You're so welcome. And thank you for the super chat, love. Andre White sent $50. Thank you so much, Andre. Appreciate you. He says, just want to send some love, T. Been a sipper since that video of the lady getting stuff poured on her in Florida. Missed the lovely T news stories. Thank you so much. I miss them too. I do. But, you know, they don't want us reporting news anymore. Barely. But thank you, love. Let's see here. Nene says, are you going to post the Green Room video? I wasn't able to watch it. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to end up posting it publicly or not. I'm debating. And plus, I have to edit it because it was just so odd. When I went back and I listened to like the last 20 minutes, it was like dead air. Hello? Anybody there? Can you hear me? Well, since she not here, y'all need to stop acting like some slaves, because they're going to use slave labor to go at... It was just so much, y'all. It was so much. And then Marnell came in there hooping and hollering and checking folks. It was so much at the end. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to post it. It was a lot of good info, though, like the first hour and a half. It was the last 20 minutes that's just kind of like, ugh. But yeah, I just, child, that whole, like I sat and I listened to it last night before I went to bed. And I was just like, what the? It was like, what in the world? You know, and like people were like really going off. Like people were like really upset because they just kind of felt like the guys just took over the whole green room thing. So folks was not here for it. So I don't know. But we will have probably like another meeting, you know, for people who want to talk about, like, I guess for me, it's not anything new. We've been talking about this for like the past 2 months. Like, we've been talking about this on Discord, you know what I'm saying, in the meetings. We've mentioned this. Like, we knew all this was going to happen. So, for me, it's like, I was like, can you talk about this? Can you talk about this? We've been talking about it. So, it's like, I just don't talk about it on YouTube. But we've been having these conversations, you know, and it's just a lot going on globally. And I just suggest that people honestly do their research, you know, understand what's going on and understand that it's going to affect everyone. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't personally think these sanctions will work like that, but, you know, good luck. Good luck. And I'm going to leave it at that. Let's see here. Hold up. My screen is, like, moving funny. Shervernia Pettigrew says, hey, T, this is my first super chat. I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm a huge fan. Can I get an early birthday? I'll be turning 43 on Sunday. Thank you so much for the super chat, love, and happy 43rd birthday. That is a blessing, honey. Don't let them tell you anything otherwise. So happy birthday, and thank you for being a supporter of my channel. Let's see here. Candace Bland says, I'm not usually rattled, but these days I've been experiencing a lot of unwarranted anxiety, like all of the world. Thank you for going live. I needed this. You are gorgeous, by the way. Thank you so much. And you know what? Honestly, I think a lot of us have, you know what I'm saying? It's been a lot harder to sleep. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the controversy that happened earlier today. And like I said, I'm not going to be on here too long, so I don't really have anything too much prepared. But as y'all are just saying stuff, I'm going to just talk about it. I'm talking about the shade room real quick. There was like all this controversy with Joy Behar. because they were talking about, you know, everything that's going on in Russia. And she was saying something about, you know, her trip to Italy. And I bring that up to say, you know, with everyone out here, everybody's worried about something. And I don't think it's okay to diminish what people are worrying about versus what other people are worrying about. Yes, there are real people dying right now in the Ukraine, real people scared for their lives. They're hiding under subways. But the rest of us who are not there, like I don't live in the Ukraine, you know what I'm saying? We're still feeling a lot of that same anxiety. Like we don't know what 2022 is going to bring. Even when you think about it, the cost of heating has gone up significantly. Now, last year around this time in Minnesota, my heat bill usually runs about $200, okay? This year, that shit last month was $400. Nothing has changed in my pattern of how I heat my house. And then I talked to my other friends. I said, well, damn, maybe because I'm in a bigger house, even though I don't have heat blasting like that. I mean, I usually keep everything just set at 75. And if I get cold, put on a blanket or turn on the, you know, the little, what is them called? Space heaters. And so I talked to a few of my friends and they're saying the same thing, that their heat bill is $400, $350. So like everybody's bills are going up, like everybody's being affected by this. And that is very stressful. And especially with the supply chain. Like I've been telling y'all for the past year, stock up. A lot of this stuff that we're used to going to the store and going to go grab is not going to be there, you know, because again, one, they got rid of so many truckers with these mandates. They got rid of a lot of people who could drive the goods here. But the supply chain that's been going on, the supply chain kinks that's been going on all summer. So now when we go into the grocery store, we're seeing less and less meat. We're seeing less and less fresh vegetables. So I definitely feel you with your anxiety. It is a lot to like deal with and take in. Let me see if I can find that video I was talking about with Joy, because they were like dragging her on Twitter. Let me see. It's like so much news throughout the day. You know what? Maybe it wasn't on Shade Room. I don't know. But basically, they're talking about it, and she says that she's worried about her trip to Italy. And people are like really upset. And I don't understand why people were mad that she said that. That is, you know, there are people who travel overseas. One of my good friends, she's leaving today to go to Amsterdam. And we said that, me and her talked about this yesterday before I went on to the green room. Like, you know, what do you think now that you're going to Europe? Like, are you nervous? Well, you know, she's like, well, my ticket is bought. Everything has been set. I'm still going to go. But even in our conversation, you know, she has a little bit of worry. So I don't think it's wrong for people to be like, oh, well, you know, I had a trip booked in France or Italy, and I don't know what's going to happen. I think that's like natural. I don't understand like why they're so upset. But again, people don't take things in nuances. It's like everything is an absolute. Just like with the whole Whoopi Goldberg thing, how they suspended her for 2 weeks. And it's like, if you really listen to what she was saying, she wasn't even trying to be disrespectful. That was just how she saw it. So I don't know. I just think sometimes people, it's like social media makes you feel like you have to give a disclaimer every time you say something. I ain't got time for that shit. If grown folks can't understand nuances, then move around, you know? So I think that's the part that's like frustrating a lot of people, is like people just don't know what to think, don't know what to say, don't want to offend. And then they're still trying to figure out everything that's going on in the world as well. So thank you for that. Let me see here. Jamie B says, I'm a bit late. I'm loving the pink, honey. I hope you do a redo. Such good information during yesterday's green room. Even got my hubby listening with me. Now, we love you. Thank you so much. And I'm glad that y'all enjoyed the show yesterday. It was good. I mean, it was a lot of good information. And you know, like I said, I really like the things that people were saying in the chat. So thank you so much for coming through. Shervina. Oh, no, I read that one. Let's see here. Beastly says, hey, T, looking beautiful as always. I like a black Juniper Lee. Oh, like a black Juniper Lee. Just wanted to say I'm glad all is well with you. Thank you so much, Beast. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate you. Landa sent $19.99. Thank you, Landa. Let's see here. Simply Irresistible says, honestly, you need to be like Trump and create your own app, because when the cyber war does happen, all social media platforms will be attacked. trust. Yeah, I have my own app. Child, I don't even know what, I don't know. I do have one. I just have never promoted it. Maybe I should. But yeah, I've had one for about a year now. Sorry, y'all. I'll be like, oh yeah, I got to give y'all the stuff to the app. I got to log into it again. Like I got to find a login and all that. But I do have an app. It should be in the app store. I just never promoted it. But I guess maybe I should promote it soon. You know, yeah, I don't know. I do feel like, you know, if it gets bad, like the grid goes down and social media goes down, it's going to affect a lot. Like we saw, honestly, looking back on it, like I said yesterday in the green room, I feel like a lot of the stuff we went through in 2021 was some type of low-key test run. Because remember the whole thing with Facebook, when Facebook went down, when the so-called whistleblower was coming out, and Facebook, who owns WhatsApp, they went down, and I believe... Yeah, Facebook went down, Instagram went down, and WhatsApp went down. The only thing that was still up was Twitter. I feel like that was a test run. And then we had the whole pipeline situation on the East Coast. When they got hacked, I feel like that was a test run. And then all the water, you know, when the water got hacked in Ratchet, Florida, and they were trying to kill that entire damn city, okay, when they were putting all that lead and, you know, hacking into the water systems. I just feel like all of this stuff has just been something... Like, you know what I mean? To let us know, like, this can happen. Y'all better get on y'all's P's and Q's. So, I don't know. But I think, like, if social media goes down, a lot of people are going to go crazy. I'm not going to lie. I will go crazy. I will miss my Discord. I will miss you guys here.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
YouTube, I don't really like Instagram, but I would miss the people on Instagram. I don't like the platform, but I like the people. So yeah, I would be sad if social media went down because I have so many people that I've met via social media that are like family. And granted, the ones I'm very close with, they have my phone number, but still, everybody don't have my number and I don't want everybody to have my phone number. But yeah, I would be very sad. So hopefully it don't go down. Let's see here. Ariel Waters says, hey, auntie, I was so upset when they kicked you off. They don't want you to educate people. Love you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's how I felt. Like I was so mad. And then when I came back on, I was like, this ghetto ass shit. I was like, go off. I was so mad yesterday because it was such a good show. And it's just like, how do you kick the host off? And that's never happened before. So that's the thing. It's like I can talk about all types of foolishness and celebrity news and Tory Lanez and all this BS that I just, you know, whatever. And nothing happens. But the second it's like, yo, we're really educating people. Hell, we're trying to low-key recruit people to do cybersecurity. All of a sudden, the shit just wants to shut down. It was insane. It was insane. Let's see here. Lanicia Nancy says, I love and appreciate all the hard work you put into these crazy platforms. Hit the like button, y'all, for old time's sake. Please say, I'm going to leave Will. Y'all are a mess. I'm going to leave Will. Thank you, sis. Thank you for the super chat. Y'all would never let me stop that. That whole I'm going to leave Will situation. Y'all will always want me to say that till the end of time. I swear. Let's see here. Regina says, you're my number one YouTuber, period. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you, love. Donna Dash says, hey, T, hope you're well. Social media algorithms have been changing the aim to stop people from talking about dope topics. TikTok is now at 7 seconds. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah, a lot of these social media platforms, they're not allowing people to, and they're deleting a lot of stuff, you know. Yeah, the silencing is real. It's sad. Dini Darcel, hey, sis. She says, hey, Pooh, love you. You is killing it with the two-tone. Spotify needs to get it together with their asses. Also took your advice and started my wrestling podcast. Just wanted to say thank you, sis. Oh, that's awesome. I love when y'all take my advice because it'd be coming from a good place. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so glad you started your wrestling podcast. I'm going to definitely have to check that out because there's not a lot of Black female wrestling fans. So whenever I see one, we hear sis, okay? So congratulations to you on starting that podcast. Let's see here. Marvin D says, hey, sis, looking gorgeous as always. You look like the queen of hearts, LOL. Thank you. Appreciate you, Marvin. Aaron, send 499. He says, hey, T, I will send you some information from a military personnel's perspective on IG. Stay safe and prayed up. Thank you. Yes, please send me that. And if you don't get me on IG, because if you're not in my DMs, I'm probably not going to see it. Email it to me. Email it to me and I'll see it that way. So thank you. It's Nikki Lewitsky says my Uber driver who is Vietnamese. Oh, hold on. Who is in the Vietnam War? I'm sorry. I just gave the Uber driver a whole ethnicity, honey. Who is a Vietnam veteran called the U.S. the policemen of the world because they don't know how to mind their own business. Yeah. A lot of people say that, you know, and wait, okay. Tell, can I say this? I don't know. They are. They're the police of the world, you know, minding everybody else's business, honey. But y'all notice, you know what I'm saying? Ruchina, them two best friends. Y'all notice China, honey. China said, we ain't got nothing to say. We call them Ruchina, Russia and China, honey. Them is two best friends, two peas in the pot. America asked China to say something. China was like, me no see nothing. Okay? That's my best friend. She a real bad bitch. Got her own bombs. She don't need no nick. That's the vibe I get from Ru China. I'm just saying. That's the vibe I get from them. China said, we don't see nothing. We not saying nothing either. That's my best friend. She a real bad bitch. I don't know. The whole situation is just insane. I'm just sitting back, sipping tea, watching all this stuff unfold, taking my little notes, honey. I ain't missing nothing. Every time I feel like time, I just post it in Discord. We just go in. Like, y'all see this shit? Y'all see how they were quietly bombing Somalia yesterday? But let them police everybody else, honey. Let's see here. Fred says, I've been watching you, T, for years, and I love you. You're my sister in my head, LOL. Keep it up. Scary times we're living in. Stay prayed up. Definitely. And thank you so much for coming through, love. Appreciate you. Lady J says, on a flight now. Texting. Hit you tomorrow. Ain't her pink cute, y'all? Thank you so much. And be safe. Be safe over there in the EU, honey. Be safe because they're wilding. Folks is nervous. Have a good time. Thank you for coming through and thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Melanie Theodore says, what is your opinion on the takedown of 3G? If they can disable all of these phones at the drop of a hat, what else can happen? I have no opinion. For me, I'm more worried about them disabling the grid. I really don't care about the cell phones. What are we going to do when we don't have lights and heating sources? Remember the big freeze that happened in Texas? And that was because of a freeze, and that took down, you know, major grids and electrical, you know, towers in Texas. And look how people down there were just suffering for like, what was that, like a week? So to me, I'm not too much tripping about not being able to use the phones. I'm more tripping about the grids. Because when you're talking about the grids, you're talking about electricity. You're talking about electricity that runs your house, businesses, things like that. So to me, that's more serious. And plus, most of us are on 5G. I'm just saying, most of us, we rely on 5G. I haven't had 3G in a while, so I can't be concerned with something that we don't really use. AG says, I moved the same weekend as the deep freeze in Texas. Yeah, that was no joke. That, like, Texas really went through it. That's why I said I feel like everything that happened in 2021 was some type of weird dry run, you know what I'm saying, for what's to come. And the fact, remember how I was telling you guys that the whole 22222 thing, you know, that I just feel like that was just a lot, you know, part of the plan as well, because astrology and numerology are the oldest science. And Don't you guys find it interesting that that same day when Joe Biden started his speech to talk about the whole Ukrainian thing, it started at 2:22 in the afternoon? Y'all don't find that coincidental? Okay, it's just me. Sorry. I just thought it was weird that he started his speech at 2:22 on 2:22:22. Y'all can look it up if y'all think I'm lying. I don't have the video here. I just thought it was weird. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's definitely a master number. That's what I'm saying. It's like all this stuff for me is just, it's the next step. You know, it's just the next step. Let's see here. Ari Winham says, you look great. It's good to see your beautiful face again. Thank you so much, sis. Appreciate you. Let's see here. Chanel says, Lovely Satchel had us dead, T. Y'all are wrong for calling that man Lovely Satchel. Y'all been dragging that man the past 24 hours. I was in Discord like, what in the world did this dude say? Y'all were going in on him. thank you for the super chat, by the way. 52 says, perfect timing, T. I'm smoking a J as we speak, high as F. I realize we need to use code words for super chats to go through. Wow. Thank you so much. And thank you for the super chat, love. Let's see here. Fiona Welsh says, hey, T, just passing by to say if inspiration was a person, would be you, sending love from across the pond. Thank you so much, Fiona. I appreciate you. Thank you. Designed by Divine says, you look stunning. I love you and appreciate you. Thank you, sis. Appreciate you as well. Chanel Bowden says, oh, no, I read that one. Dr. Nikki, PhD. Look at that. I swear. Smart. Love my tea sippers. Y'all be going, man, y'all go hard. She got her whole degree in there. She sent $25, sis, just because, sis, with heart emojis. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, sis. Haifa says, T, the cyber war has begun. Anonymous is taking Ukraine's side. And Conti ransomware has taken Russia. Cybersecurity companies are jumping too. Yeah, they've been doing a lot of hacks. They did some in Portugal. I'm not really buying the whole Anonymous thing. I'm not getting super excited because the last real Anonymous, they were all captured by the FBI. So I don't know who this group is. I'm not sure. But yeah, the hacks have started. They already were doing a lot of stuff yesterday in Portugal and in other places. And let's not forget, we've been getting hacked here in America for like the past few years, the healthcare system, where people are hacking and then doing the whole ransom thing. Well, we'll give you your password back if you send us $50,000 in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So the hacks have been started, but I don't know. Like, I've seen a lot of people send me the thing about Anonymous. I don't know. I don't know who that Anonymous is, because I remember the ones who were going hard and hacking Sony and all that stuff. All them people got arrested. So I don't know. I'm not sure. And another thing too, like, I don't know if it's going to be too easy to hack Russia, because like I was telling y'all yesterday, they have their own internet that is free from the world internet. They're not attached to the WWW World Wide Web. Like, Russia has been working for years to create a buffer so that way they can stand independent of everybody else. That's why they're best friends with China. That's why we call them Ru-China, because they're one and the same. And don't get it twisted. China is sitting up there somewhere in the background, rubbing their hands together like Birdman, okay? They're trying to see what all comes of what Putin has done, because once they see and they feel like, you know, okay, cool, so they weren't really able to do nothing to him, best believe they're going to go ahead and go stonewall and take over Taiwan. So I think it's just, it's a lot of stuff that's going on right now. But yeah, the hacks have been happening. They've been happening. So I don't know if they're going to be able to really hack Russia in the way that they need to, because they have a pretty protective buffer. So they're not even on the same internet that we all use. So just in case people don't know that. I don't even know why I know all this shit. I need a life. Good God, I read too much. I need a life. Like, I need to, like, I don't know. I just feel like I just read a bunch of shit. I'm just always reading and researching and taking notes and this and that. And I just been doing a lot of research like over the past, you know, few weeks and hell, few months. Especially being laid up, I couldn't do nothing else. So like just going back and watching old videos on like the USSR and, you know what I'm saying, and Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan, time out, tear down that wall. I still remember all that shit from my childhood. Like, you know, just trying to refresh my memory. Like, dang, I was such a kid back then. What was really going on with that damn wall in Germany? You know, so I just been kind of like refreshing myself and like just really reading up on stuff. So I'm sorry if this stream is just all over the place and don't make no sense, but it makes sense to the people who get it. So I don't know. Let's see here. Marlon, what's up, Marlon? Says, y'all, please pray for my brother who's currently, hold on, who's currently playing basketball in Belarus, which is next to Ukraine. Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that, Marlon. The Discord family would definitely keep y'all in prayer. So I hope everything works out for your brother and he gets somewhere safe. So thank you for coming through. Shantivia Blandin says, hey, T, I'm not in the chat much, but I love you so much. Thank you so much, sis. Thank you for coming through. Essay says, I appreciate your content and love your point of view. Inflation has increased. Food has went up. Gas is almost $4 in the Metro ATL. Yeah. Gas is $4 here in the Twin Cities too. And I've never seen it that high at all. And I think before it's said and done, it's definitely going to get higher. And that's the problem is that right now, you know, President Biden, he has to like really, he has to kind of tiptoe and walk a fine line, you know, with these sanctions. Because if he starts sanctioning, you know, things that we need from Russia, because we buy our oils and stuff from Russia, that's the thing. That's why I feel like a lot of this stuff is just weird, because a lot of the same people complaining now, they're in bed with Russia as well. But then you're also a part of NATO. That doesn't make sense to me, Germany, America. Like Germany, they get 50% of their gas and oil from Russia. So if they end up sanctioning that part of it, Germany will be dealing with rolling blackouts. So I don't know. I don't know, man. Huh. Yeah, but he sanctioned them, but it's all economic. They've only sanctioned him economically. But they're still, you know what I'm saying, the oil and stuff like that. That's what they're trying to hold off on. Because if they sanction that part of it, it may be a rat. We might be paying $10 a gallon for oil. So that's why they're, you know, they're not going full force with it. They're still trying to figure out stuff. They're mainly sanctioning banks and things like that. And at this point, I feel like he has such a financial buffer. Does he even really care? And then remember, his best friend is China, and they're worth trillions. And right now, China is acting like they don't see nothing. So I think, you know, he's not taking the sanctions seriously. So I don't know. Italy and Germany don't want the sanctions all the way. Thank you, Perry Flower. No, they don't, because Germany is definitely in bed with Russia, and Russia provides them with so much oil and gas. So if they go through with it, what's going to happen? I'm reading some of the chats. Yazzie24 says we opened the Keystone. It'd be nice, you know, because they shut down a lot of stuff here that we were doing to drill for oil in the U.S. But then again, then they'll cry about, you know, the environment. That's why they were willing to go buy oil from overseas so they don't destroy the environment over here. So I don't know if they're going to open that up. I'm not sure. Let's see here. Random name says they're ushering in the New World Order. I'm just reading some of the super chats. In Long Island, it's $3.89 a gallon. Calm Chaos says Putin rich as F. DW says Putin don't care. Yeah, I just don't think he does. Nick's NFT says they need to solve this with each other and leave the citizens alone. Yeah, and see, that's the problem, is it's the people who have nothing to do with all this mess. It's the regular citizens of the world who have nothing to do with any of this stuff that are affected. You know, a lot of these so-called treaties and agreements and all this stuff, they were put into place before many of us were even born or when we were babies. I mean, these are like old agreements from like 40, 50 years ago, you know? So it's really, they're going through it over there in the Ukraine. They really are. Somebody else says you can't stop prophecy. Melissa says, stop using gas and replace with solar. Duh. Melissa, how do you plan on doing that? See, y'all just be writing stuff. I caught that one. So are you going to come and bring me a solar car? You're going to give everybody in America free cars that just run on the sunlight? Like, you know, it's easy to type that, but how do we implement this, Melissa? It's harder, right? It's easier to type it. I mean, it sounds like a wonderful idea, but, you know, is it realistic? That's the problem. Child, y'all just be typing anything. But I love you, Melissa. At least you're here. She was like, just run on solar cars, dog. And she was all loud and strong with the big old exclamation point. Bless her heart. Bless your heart, Melissa. She was dead serious, too. Let's see here. AG said 1999. She says, T, you look so pretty. Oh, hold on. It disappeared. Let me go back up. My thing is like, it's refreshing. Oh, I can't find. I'm going to look for it again. IO84 says, stock up on food and water while you still can. 2B Black Native says, how pretty you look. Great color. Thank you so much, love. AT says, I'm out here walking on my treadmill, listening to you. I'm getting ready to run because these gas prices are no joke. Yeah. A lot of people are talking about bicycling to work. I mean, that's cool if y'all live in Cali, but it, you know, it's pretty cold in Minnesota. So we can't just bicycle to work. So I don't know what you know, people up north are going to do, you know, maybe we could ski to work, you know, just ski, you know what I'm saying? We could do that. But yeah, it's getting bad out here. Veronica Estrell says astrology, Pluto went retrograde on 2/2/2/2, and it hasn't been retrograde since America was founded. Yes, we talked about that last night. Another thing with Pluto, if you look into like ancient Greek mythology, he was the Lord and the God of the underworld. He was, you know, he dealt with the dead and spirits and things like that. So it's very interesting that that planet was named after that particular deity. In that, you know, in Greek mythology. And when it last was here, it was 1776 during the American Revolution. So 248 years later, now we have all of this going on, a potential World War III. Now, do I think that it's going to be World War III? I don't know. And I don't want to even speak that into existence. Hopefully there'll be some type of resolve. Either Russia takes over Ukraine and sits the hell down, or Ukraine fights back and they beat Russia. I don't know. But I don't know. It's just really frightening to think about if it ends up being World War III, because at least during the first world wars, they were fought over there, you know, in Europe. But this war, I think, will be very different, because not only will it be missiles and bombs and, you know, gassing agents and all the typical, you know, physical war stuff that we've seen over the generations, but now we're also living in the digital space. So now, you know, countries can attack you by hacking the grid, attacking the system, poisoning the water supply system. Remember, I told you guys years ago, and people thought I was crazy, China has a weather machine. America does too, heart. But China has a bigger one and a better one. So what if they just decide, well, we don't like India, because India, you know what I'm saying, they're doing too much, they're getting on nerves, you know, they're always fighting at that border with India. And it was speculated 2 years ago when India had all those bad floods that China was doing that with the weather machine. So that's the thing with the wars that are being fought now, they're being fought with technology. So now I don't even have to risk myself and risk my countrymen by coming to your country. Maybe we can just flood you out. Or we can, you know, block the sun. They've been working on that. And then make it a drought where your crops can't grow and you can't feed your people. You know, so that's the part that's very frightening when I think about a World War III potentially going on in this day and age. Let me see here. But thank you for the super chat. Milton said, 1999 says, you do such an amazing job, lovely T, on your documentaries. I hope in the future someone will give you a platform on television. Thank you so much. Now, for all my Patreon people, I got a new documentary. I'm going to start working on it because I do want a deep dive one once a month. So y'all got the February one, which was the Playboy. So I'm working on another one for March. And I'm also thinking about doing, because I really enjoyed doing the Kanye one, even though it took a long time to edit. That was just a long time. But I really kind of like doing the deep dives, the ones that are not so deep. Like the ones that are deep and esoterical, they will not be on YouTube. Those will only be for paid members. But like just the regular ones, like how I did that one for Kanye, I might do a few of those, a few more of those for this channel. You know, just like regular hip hop ones that, you know, won't be demonetized or flagged and stuff like that. So, because I do enjoy that and I do enjoy editing. So I'm thinking about that. There's a video that I'm currently working on. I'm gathering a bunch of evidence and clips and stuff like that. But I think that might just be a regular video for, you know, YouTube. And then I have a deep dive. So I'm working on like two at the same time. And then if there's anything specific that you guys want to see as far as a deep dive, do not say this war. I'm not.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Digging back 100 and something years to break down this Ukrainian thing. Y'all got to go watch videos on YouTube. I'm not doing that. But if there's anything else that you might be interested in seeing me do a deep dive on, if you're on Patreon, let me know. And I'm not going to promise I'm going to do it, but let me know. But for now, I have like a whole list of ideas that I want to like delve into once a month. So I've have them all written out. But if there's anything specific, let me know. But yeah, I'm not doing a deep dive on this. Everybody's asking, absolutely not. You'd have to go back to like the kings and the czars and all that shit. I'm not doing it. Let's see here. Torrance480 says, US is a trip. They were late. Hold on. They were late of cyber war. Now they're trying to use the rep to intimidate like an age high school alcoholic. My view in the military. Okay. Thank you for the super chat. Yeah. As far as technology, we're very much behind. We're very much behind. Russia and China, Japan too. They're a lot more advanced in technology than we are. So yeah. Thank you for that. Shaq Max says, this world is going down the tubes and these people in power are making our lives difficult. I agree. Thank you so much. Paige Moyo says, the UK currently is going through it with this mess and we are seeing energy prices increasing drastically. Love you and loving the hair. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is going to affect the world because again, over the past 8 years, you know what I'm saying? He's been busy, you know, selling off his natural resources and people have been buying into it. These countries have been because for them, it's a lot cheaper to tap into their reserves and into their oil than to drill in our own backyard. You know, just like somebody was saying in the green room yesterday that they didn't realize how vulnerable we were because basically so much of our stuff is coming in from other countries. You know, like so many things are made in China. For a long time, I just thought it was clothes. But when you really research, it's not just clothes. It's our food. It's our medications, you know, our technology, our phones. And a lot of that is because it's cheaper. They can pay Chinese workers $2 a day, whereas they have to give American workers, you know, 15 and health insurance and everything else. So really, when you get down to the crux of the matter, it boils down to corporate greed. And corporate greed is literally what's taking the entire world down. You know, the resources right now are tapped. Everybody's fighting for resources. And, you know, If y'all think it's bad right now with them fighting for oil and gas, what happens when those resources are things that we need to live, like water? Once those water wars come, you'll really understand how bad this can get. I mean, right now you have countries fighting on where they want to, you know, how they want to divide up the Nile River and how they can put a dam here to stop this country from having access to water, something that we all need as human beings. You have Nestle buying up and bottling water, you know what I'm saying, all over the world, where they're leaving certain places literally destitute now without water because everything is just being commodified. So that's, to me, that's even more scary. Like, this is bad because, yes, the gas is expensive and, you know, we're not able to get our supplies because you got to fill up the trucks and the planes and all that. But what is very nerve-wracking is that it's just showing that these resources are limited, even water. Let's see here. Somebody says China does that to Nepal. I'm not shy. They do a lot of stuff. They do a lot of stuff. Middle finger says, supply chain, I work in the hospital for the OR. Everything is on and off back order. Medicine and Cardinal can't keep anything in inventory for all hospital supplies, yes. I've been hearing about that too from a lot of my friends who work in the hospitals, doctors, nurses, things like that. It's bad. Even the medications, the pain medicine, the way they have to ration stuff out, a lot of things are just not available, you know? So it's really scary. And especially if you have medicine that you need to save your life that you have to take every day, and that medicine is made in a country like China, that's very nerve-wracking, you know? But it's a lot of supplies right now that are being affected. Oh, it's 5:35. I got to get ready to go, y'all. I'm gonna read a few more super chats and then I have to go. This stream went by fast. I don't even feel like an hour. Double-edged sword said, hey T, looking lovely as always. Your podcasts and deep dives have been keeping me informed and entertained. Thank you for all you do. Make sure y'all hit the like button, blue gang. Thank you, sis. Thanks for coming through. And I'm glad, like I said, I keep it going for y'all, you know, the people who want to hear it. I don't feel like I need to put any of my deep dives and certain conversations on YouTube, and I'm not going to do that because I couldn't take the trolling anymore and the being called crazy and you're reaching. And then when stuff comes to pass, it's like, oh, okay. Anyways, so I'm glad that I'm able to make them in a place where I feel safe and I don't get a whole bunch of judgment and people just understand where I'm coming from, you know what I'm saying, when I make those videos. Because when things get stuck in my head as a creative, I have to like let them out. And creatively, it's just putting together, starting from a blank canvas and putting together, you know, 8-9 hours worth of work and seeing it come together in like an hour, 2-3 hour video. So thank you for that. Let's see here. Jessica says, I have watched your videos for years and your insight on these serious topics. I love your energy. Many, many blessings to you. Thank you so much, Jessica. I appreciate you, sis. Melinda Williams says, I wish these wealthy folks would go on one of their islands and fight with each other and leave us regular people alone. I agree. Thank you. Shelly G says, all this mess is exhausting. It is. It really is. Thank you, sis. Lucci says, it's the pink for me, sis. Glad to see your beautiful face. You may not be 100, but you sound and look like it. Glad to see you on the road to recovery. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, you know, because I don't have all the strength yet and I'm still going through physical therapy. So it takes me a lot longer to like do my hair and just do certain things. But I think I did pretty good for somebody who's not at full capacity. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. China and Russia are playing the long game of chess. Amen. Rue China. Thank you, sis. Gianna Mitchell says, I'm sorry to be random, but this wig. Since 2019, I have been a tea sipper. First super chat. You look good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You guys, everyone, thanks for coming through. YoPlay14 says, your hair is on point. Stay blessed, queen. Thank you, love. Let's see here. I think I got everybody. 8 Count Life says, lovely tea every day this week. Palindrome of 2, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 3, 2. D Do you think that signifies anything esoterical and mystical? It does. The 3-2-2 skull and bones. And I'm gonna leave it at that. All right, you guys, I have to go. I have to go. But thank you guys so much. I just really, this wasn't like a regular, you know, live. I'm sorry, but I hope y'all took some information away. But I just really had to explain what happened yesterday. So thank you guys for y'all's patience and for understanding. Thank you to everybody who came to the green room yesterday. We had like close to 2,000 people. Some were logged in. There was like another 600 that wasn't logged in. So thank you guys for just always supporting what I do. It means a lot. We don't always have to agree because I know some of y'all don't like me. I don't know why y'all watch, but, you know, that's fine. You know what I mean? But I appreciate the fact that y'all, you know what I'm saying, even if we don't agree, y'all allow me to just, you know, speak my mind. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. So on that note, you guys, I got to go. Kayla Marie, thank you for the 20. She says, hey, glad to see you're well. I've been on YouTube at work searching for something to listen to. Your live didn't pop up until now. How do I get back in the Discord? I wasn't active for a week and got booted, been sick. Send me an email and I'll get you over to Marinelle. She's everybody who's been booted out, y'all need to contact Marinelle and them. They're the ones handling all that stuff. So send me an email to lovelyt2002 to that email and I'll get you over to her. So thank you for that. All right, you guys, I got to go. I got to go, everybody. But thank you guys so much for coming today and just, you know, kicking with me for this past hour. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.